Welcome to the Agent Success Institute podcast. This is a space where you can learn, gain confidence, and grow your business as an independent agent, not part of a real estate team. We're happy to have you with us today, so let's get started. So today we're going to talk about listing appointments, and I am going to tell you how I do them. I know there are a lot of agents who just do one seller appointment and they want to list it like right there. And I always like to do two. I've learned that's best over the years, and I'm still surprised at how many very big producing agents only do one, but I'm going to let you know why I think two is the most important. Now, the first reason is that they are the most accurate if you have two times, because you're going to see things about the house in terms of the actual floor plan, rather than what you think in your head, what the updates are really like. Is it really clean? Is it dirty? Because as you know, pictures can make it look way better than you think. If you see pictures on social media or something like that, and the seller might have an idea their house is better than it looks or worse. So I'm going to give you two examples for this. One is I was looking at a house and I had shown these people several homes and they were telling me, yeah, hey, they had remodeled their house since they had lived there. They had done everything to it. It was so great. And so I'm picturing like a price in my head for comps of a very nice, updated, you know, looks like a magazine house. And so when I go tour the house, I am shocked to find out that it looks terrible. What they didn't tell me, and the conversations, it sounded like all of these updates were recent and they had done all of these things. But unlike the last 5 years that they kind of made it sound, it was actually 20 years. So I'm thinking we have a newer furnace and I go in and it is literally 20 years old. I am assuming the house is updated by the way they talked. The kitchen was original. The cabinets are not nice at all. And they had put like new countertops on and called it remodeled. But the thing I remember more than anything is walking down the basement steps and they had carpeted them, but they hadn't like stapled or attached, however they do that, the carpet to the back of the stairs. And so there were huge gaps. I could hardly put my foot on each step because the carpet like stuck out weird, like a bubble. It was awful. And then I'm expecting this nice remodeled basement, and I can't remember what it even looked like. It's been, gosh, almost 15 years ago. But what I do remember is I already walked down these ridiculous steps that were not where the carpet was not put on right. And then when I get to the bottom, I'm literally in an unfinished, nasty, gross, you know, unfinished basement. Walk down a hallway, and there's this finished room, which, of course, when you're picturing a finished basement, you expect to walk into that finished basement. And so I had already done, I had been selling for, I guess, about 4 years at that point, and I had already kind of gotten into the routine of doing two listing appointments, but I would still, sometimes it was one, sometimes it was two. But that story really confirmed to me why you need to have two appointments, because if I had gone in there with comps, expecting a fully remodeled house, by the way they made it talk, I would have come up with one price. But after being in there, I could tell it was more of an owner special. And even the more recent updates they did were really crappy. And so that's why, that is that main reason why you want to have that second listing appointment, just in terms of the house itself. And it can also let you know smells, like, you know, if it doesn't smell like dog smell, like my house can smell like sometimes. Does it smell like just dirty? Does it smell like smoke? Those can all be turnoffs to different buyers depending on how they feel about some smells. The second reason to have two listing appointments is you can offer suggestions for repairs or updates that need to be done or don't need to be done. So for example, they might think that they're relatively clean and maybe they're not. So you go into the house and you are like, okay, we need to pack away, you know, the baskets that are sitting all over the kitchen, or I would definitely change out this hardware or whatever. Little things like that, that they might not think of or they don't know to tell you about whenever you see the house, if you don't see the house first, if they're just telling you about the house. So that's why I like to go through and then I'm making notes about the house, but then I'm also writing down things that they could fix based on if they want to get top dollar or not. Because if they don't have money for repairs or don't want to do them, then they're not, you know, there's not. And somebody could tell me their house is updated really well, then I'm looking at like wallpaper that's not or whatever. And so that first appointment allows you to notice that stuff before that second appointment you give them the value of their house. So that is something to remember there. And the last thing that I want to tell you is that it gives you a chance to get to know the seller. Whether it's a referral or someone that you don't know, they may not know you very well. And even in a referral situation, it can make them more comfortable that second time they're seeing you. They might think of questions they didn't have the first time. They might just be more comfortable with the process, especially if they haven't sold a house for a while. So it just is another chance to get to know them and make them feel comfortable before you go over all the paperwork, the price. You're kind of building that know, like, and trust thing with them. And it's really a lot harder to do if you're like, one time you don't even look at their house, or you look at it for 5 minutes and they're like, boom, this is the value of your house. It can be overload, or maybe they're wondering too, like, how do you know this is the value of my house? You've been in here 10 minutes, right? And so having that second appointment also gets you a chance to know them a little more from the first appointment. So that second appointment, they're more comfortable with you. And then it also can allow you to have a little bit of a relationship with them and get to know things that they like or don't like or concerns that they have about their house. So those are the three main reasons why I do two listing appointments. The first reason I mentioned is the most important because you're really getting the most accurate information about their house. I know people do it in one. Like I said, it still blows my mind that they do. But really, to do the best justice for your seller and give them the most accurate information, I cannot stress enough how important it is to do the two listing appointments. The first one, doing a walkthrough of their house, you're making notes about everything. I can teach you a whole lot about that, a whole lot more about that later. And then that second time you get together with them, that is when you're going to give them the comparables that you've printed out, give them the listing paperwork, and talk about that component. So that is probably the best advice I can give you for working with sellers. It's just super important. I know you might be thinking, well, I don't want to spend the extra time there. It's so, so, so worth it. And again, if you have a seller who's going to pay you a bunch of money to list their house and they're putting this big investment in your hands, you owe it to them to do the most accurate job possible. And you just can't do that with one appointment. So I hope this helped. Some of you might be mad at me, but it's the truth. So you all have a great day. And please reach out if there's anything I can help you with. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. And may your career be blessed as you bless others.